Chof of Nissen, 4th of May, Rabbi Kalman Katz, Pikuach Nefesh.
Speak. It's a cover for me to be able to come here. One request from the Olam, if anything is not clear, speak up, ask me to repeat it. I have a different accent, I'm from America. From Chutzlaritz, Weitner Chutzlaritz. If anything wasn't clear, I wasn't mad with something, or it wasn't heard so well, the Olam could speak up and tell me to ask me, argue, or just ask to repeat.
So what was that?
Ask, argue, or say to explain again. Fine. This coming week's parsha, actually, the Bnei Yisrael already this in the Achimus. Before the whole parsha arrives, there's a psukim. Es mishpate tasu ves mchesi tishmiru. The Torah is saying you should do the mitzvahs, lechas b'hem. This is how you should live your life. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Next pasuk. Ushmarta meslukai sayishlis. Listen to chesed ves mishpata yishiyasa oisam ha'odom. You should listen to my chukim and mishpatim yishiyasa oisam ha'odom. A person should do. V'chai b'hem. And you should live within them. Ani Hashem.
What
parasha
is that?
Parasha Achimos. Perik Yuches. Pasuk Hei. Ushmarta meslukai sayishlis ves mishpata yishiyasa oisam ha'odom. You should listen to my mitzvahs yishiyasa ha'odom. A person shall do them. V'chai b'hem. And you should live with them. Ani Hashem. So right away, the Targum Unkelis says, "Lichi b'hoin l'chayi olmo." If you do the mitzvahs, you'll live in olam haba. And she also says, "Lichi chayi b'hem olam haba." It's well famous that in the Gemara, the end of Masechtas Yoma, the Kvar Hoyer, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozim Nazario, a few Tanoim with Mahal from Aderich, they were going together on the way, and the Leah didn't complete the Mech to them. This is what the Tanoim were traveling together, and they had a Shiloh. Someone asked them a question. Minayim lepkuach nefesh is leichas Shabbos. How do we know that kuach nefesh is leichas Shabbos? Someone's sick. He's allowed to go call a doctor. He's allowed to call a tzala. He's allowed to do Michal Shabbos to save someone who's sick. Minayim lepkuach nefesh. Someone has a risk of dying. The halacha is lepkuach nefesh leichas Shabbos. Where's the Makar that you let the Mechalas the Shabbos to save the Bekoch Nefesh, to save someone from dying? There's a whole long Gemara, each Tana said one reason. The end of the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel came ahead and said over this whole Memra, and he said, if I would have been there on that, when they were discussing this question, I would have said a much simpler reason. The Pasuk says, V'chai b'hem, es ha-shvatim ha-shtas, these are mitzvahs you do, V'chai b'hem, you should live in my mitzvahs, V'chaibahem, v'loish yomis b'hem. He has to do mitzvahs to be able to live. If he has to live, he can't die. If he's going to die because he can't, he has to mechal Shabbos, the choice of mechal Shabbos to die. So the pasuk, v'chaibahem, you should live. The famous halacha, the pekuach nefesh, doesn't call it terkula. And the Gemara Maskan learns it out. V'chaibahem, one shall live in the mitzvahs, and if he has a choice to do an aveira or to die, he chooses to live. Very simple and famous Gemara that we learned on this pasuk. I'm not only going on the Olam Haba, rather on Olam Hazeh. If a person has a choice to live or die, to live, if he's going to have, the only way to live is to do an Aveira, he has a mitzvah b'chayvahem, and he's allowed to be mechal as a Shabbos to be able to save himself from dying. Not only him, other people also. That's the Gemara. The Achronim ask a question. That the Gemara over here said clearly that Bishmal was one of the people here in this discussion, and Bishmal did not have that drasha. The Achronim is a question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, also a very famous Gemara, if someone comes to somebody on the street, a guy comes to a man on the street, go eat chazer, if not, I'll shoot you dead. Someone comes to him, minayin that someone comes to you with a gun, put you up, doesn't say money or life, he says, go do an avera. Any avera in the Torah, except for the three Gimel Chamuris, someone comes to for someone comes to a person and forces him to do this aveira, if not, he will take his life. The halacha is, he's yavar val yarek. Let him do the aveira, and he shouldn't give up his life. Don't be firm and say you'll give up my life. No, you have to do the aveira. Except for the gemara chamuras, but besides the gemara chamuras, that's the gemara. What's the makar of the gemara? So it's Rabbi Shmuel Apostle. The same pasuk we just said before. V'chai b'hem, v'lash yavis b'hem. Do the mitzvahs and you shouldn't die. And a person has a choice. Someone's forcing him. Either he'll kill him or do an aveira. The halacha is he should go do an aveira and not die. V'chai b'hem, the pasuk says he should live and he shouldn't die. So the achronim, the Mishnah Melech, the Michas Chinuch, they ask a question. Rabbi Shmuel, this gemara is Rabbi Shmuel himself. And Rabbi Shmuel and Yumo, when the case was someone was sick, and the question was, how do we know that if Michal Shabbos, he didn't make this drush of Chai Ben? Why, when someone's coming to someone with a gun, Rabbi Shmuel now has the same pasuk, Chai Ben, he should be able to live and not do avodas. Again, the question is two gemaras. One case is someone sick, and with only eitzah to save him is to be over an avodah, be Michal Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel does not have the drush of Chai Ben. When someone's coming over to confront you with a gun, do this avodah, if not, I'll kill you. The halacha is he has to do the avodah. Of because b'chai b'hem, he can't die for mitzvahs, he has to live. So if you have that drasha of b'chai b'hem, b'lo shamus b'hem, then it should be simple, and reason b'chal Shabbos, a simple reason, b'chai b'hem, b'lo shamus b'hem. That's the question that we would like to discuss, to see if we... I'm just going to say over the question once more. Mind me if I'm going too slow, but I feel more comfortable at that. The Gemara in Yuma is looking for a car that one is allowed to be Michal Shabbos over in any Aveira to save himself from dying. The Gemara has a whole long Arichis, and the Gemara doesn't seem comfortable with Chai Bahem. The end, they said, we were dashed from Chai Bahem. Until that, it wasn't possible to make that drasha. However, when someone confronts someone with a gun, I'm going to shoot you if you don't do this X and Y, in any Aveira in the Torah, besides for the three Gemara Chamuris, Allah is, he has to be over in the Aveira, and he can't say, I'll let go kill me. No, rather he's supposed to go over and let himself be over the Aveira. Why? Because it says, B'chai b'hem, he shall live. And in this case, he's dying because he's not going to do the Aveira. He's not going to die and not do the Aveira, rather live and do the Aveira. If you have B'chai b'hem, so that should be a simple makar to the halacha of Pekuk Nefesh Leich HaSatav. So, the Michas Chinuch is a difference between the two cases. When someone's sick and his only solution is to Michal Shabbos to save him. Why? If he won't be Michal Shabbos, why is he dying? Because of the Torah? Or because he's sick? Someone's sick, before they had to Michal Shabbos for the person who's sick, why is he going to die? It's a sick man, he wants to know if he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos. What? Why is he gonna, if he wouldn't be Michal Shabbos, why is he dying? Because he's sick. He's previously sick before the Torah came along, so to say. He has a solution to save himself from dying. We tell that you want to be over on the Torah so you shouldn't die. That's a good question. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when someone comes to you with a gun, be over on this Aveira, if not, I'll kill you. Why is the person dying? Because he doesn't want to do an Aveira. The reason why he's dying is because he's not doing an Aveira. Meaning here, he's dying because he's sick. He has a solution how to get out of the dying if he would be over and over. But Sha'enkin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Bishmal does make the drasha of a Chai Vahem, is when a person is, he's regular person. Someone's forcing him, so to say, to do an Aveira. If he won't do that, the reason why he'll die is because he doesn't want to do Aveira. That's the Mitzvah. Over there, Bishmal has the drasha because he's dying, so to say, because of the mitzvah. He's dying because of the mitzvah. Then we say, don't die for a mitzvah. But Shankin, a guy is Chil Shabbos, he's dying because he's sick. He's a sick man. He has a solution how to get out of his sickness. Maybe not so simple. Maybe Chai Vahem doesn't apply to it. That's what I'm going to say to Chil. I would like to take it just a drop further, this far up, explain a little bit more, elaborate the drop. It could be very different. I think that's what you were saying. When a person is sick and he has a medicine to take a medicine, a tray of medicine, Chil Shabbos, whose choice, so to say, is of him to do this medicine, to do the Aveira? Person's sick, but whose choice is of him to do this Aveira? The person himself. He's a very smart man. He wants to live. He knows the solution is to take the Duda Beir to live. He wants to live. So he's the one who's choosing himself to do that Beir. When someone is coming to him, when someone's coming to you up front of someone with a gun, do this Aveira, if not, I'll kill you. Whose choice is it to do that Aveira? The Ma'anis, the person with the gun. He has a solution to get out of the Ma'anis' way by letting himself die, but the reason why he's doing it is not because he wants to do that Aveira or help him in any way. Rather, he's 100% forced to do the Aveira. Elamai has a solution, kill, let himself go to die, and he won't. And he won't have that, and he won't do that Aveira? No. B'chai behem, that would darshin out of b'chai behem. In other words, in one case, the name of the p'tor is called his ibis. When someone confronts someone with a gun, if you're not gonna do this Aveira, I will kill you. Why is he allowed to do that Aveira? Someone confronts someone with a gun, do this Aveira, if not, I'll kill you. Why is he allowed to do that Aveira? Because he's ibis. Not so to say a heter because of nefesh leichus atayra. Rather, he's not. Why is he doing this aveira? Because he's a force. Oynis rachmanu patre. When someone's sick and he has a solution to mechallel Shabbos to call a doctor, is he oynis to call a doctor? I wouldn't say he's forced to call a doctor. He wants to call a doctor. His very smart decision will be to call a doctor. Lule dechet. But then we need it's a bigger chiddush to learn out that he's allowed to mechallel Shabbos. Now, if we're correct that when the case with a gun is not really called because of nefesh, rather it's called oinus, so then we could ask, why do we need v'chai behem to say that he's oinus? Why do we need the pasuk v'chai behem v'loshi amos behem that he's oinus, that he should not give himself to die? It's simple, he's oinus. Kol teru kula oinus v'chmanu patre. So the explanation for that is very simple. The marshal, a mitzvah, a person. Everyone has a mitzvah to take. The first mitzvah is you have to take an esrog. What if someone doesn't have esrog? What does he have to do? You have to look for one, right? You don't have an esrog. You have a mitzvah to take an esrog. Go look for one. If you don't have one, you have to go buy one. What if esrog is very expensive? I have a mitzvah to take an esrog. An esrog is very expensive. Do I have to still buy it? There's one esrog in town, and the guy wants a lot of money. Do I have to buy it? Can I say, oh, I couldn't get an esrog because it's expensive? Or no, I'm the Tariz Mechayiv me to go buy the esrog, even for expensive price. So that, the Gemara says, that a mitzvah is ad chaymish. A person has to spend on his up to 1/5, 20% of his money to do a mitzvah. He has a mitzvah esrog, he wants an esrog, the esrog is very expensive. How much money is a person mechayiv to shell out to spend on a mitzvah? The Gemara says 1/5. If he has $1,000, the esrog is $500, he doesn't have to buy it. Why? He's not mechayiv to spend more than a chaymish. In that case, what's the p'tor? He doesn't have an esrog. He has $1,000. He could buy the esrog for $500. Why is he p'tor? Because he doesn't have an esrog. It's called oinus. Technically, he could have got an esrog, right? He has the $500. The man is asking for it. Why doesn't he have to buy the esrog? Because it's a shear to how much a person has to spend on a mitzvah. Once you pass that shear, now you're oinus because you couldn't get an esrog in the amount you're supposed to spend on a mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah at all. You have the mitzvah, you just don't have a chayiv to buy it.
That's the same one.
Okay, it could be like that, but you don't have, I don't know if that's the correct statement. You don't have the mitzvah, or now you don't have an esrog. You have the mitzvah, you just don't have an esrog. He has the mitzvah to take an esrog, he just doesn't have an esrog, he couldn't get one. This is not cool, then he could get an esrog. What? Yeah. He has a mitzvah, he just couldn't get it in his hands on esrog. Technically, he could have got it, but since that's not what he's supposed to spend, this is above his bracket to spend, more than 20% of his money, you're not supposed to spend on a mitzvah. So you couldn't get your hands on esrog. Technically, you could, but in the Torah, you're not supposed to spend that. So that means you couldn't get your hands on esrog.
What's the makor of onus rachmanu patre? Is that not from v'chai
b'chai? No, the l'nair is not a davar. But normally, it's only begay by unction. Yeah. That's it. Normally, it's someone forces you, they don't give you two choices. Either I'll kill you or that. Normally, someone forces you and, you know, you have no choice. You fail and it broke. So whatever. That's normally, you did the thing, you had no choice. That's normal ibis. Over here, technically, you had two choices. So let's go by Isurin. Someone comes up to you on the street, eat chazer, if not, I'll beat you up. Is he allowed to eat chazer and say, I was forced? I'm forced. The halacha will know, a person has to take anything. Someone's boss says, I'm going to fire you, if not, you have eat a chazer, eat together with us to trade for party, if not, when you get fired. The halacha is, he has to lose to give up his job. Why? He's being forced. Why can he scream, oinis? The answer is, because for an iser, a mitzvah goes at chaymish, an iser goes at chaymish nafsha. Not to be over an avera, you have to give up anything you can give. So when, so to say, someone used the excuse, I'm called the oinis. Well, up to the shir that he doesn't have to give up for the mitzvah. Why I say it's a chaymish of his money, a loisa say it's more chamer, whatever reason, a loisa say it's more chamer. Kol's man, his halacha is that he should take the beating, lose your job, someone's going to beat you up, someone on the street stops you, sir, if you're not going to eat chazer, I'll beat you up. He can't come and say I'm a oinis. Why? Because he could have took the beating. You don't want to get beaten up? It's too bad. You have a mitzvah, you have an iser to eat chazer, and you have a way out of this guy who is forcing you. When is it called the oinis? When he says, I'll kill you. Why is killing you different? So the Torah of a chayben. I mean, the gender of mitzvahs is, of loisa say is, do the mitzvahs up till your life. So to say, with your life, up till your life. Stops. Doing your mitzvah stops at your life. If someone says to you, I'm going to kill you if you're not going to do this in this avera, why is he let it do it? He's an oinus. Why is he an oinus? Because he's forced. He has a way out, but that's not the shir, what he's supposed to give up for a mitzvah. If I beat you up, you're not called the oinus. Why? Take the beating. Don't take mitzvah because Torah says you should live with mitzvahs. There's a shir to what's mitzvahs, but at the end of the net of the game, what's the heter? But Pasuk says b'chai b'hem, so when someone forces you, do this and this avera, if not, I'll kill you. What's the heter, so to say, to the mitzvah? Oinus. Why do we need a Pasuk b'chai b'hem? The Torah says, what's the shir of mitzvahs? How much is one mechayev to give up? Now, do avera up till his life. Once it's regarding his life, then you shouldn't give it up on mitzvah. Let's go. Masha Enkin, the Gemara in Yuma. When someone's sick, he's in wait to get to the doctor. Mechal Shabbos to go to the doctor. Is he an oinus to be Mechal Shabbos? No. No one's forcing him to do anything. He wants to go to the doctor because he knows the doctor can help him. So here we need a whole new heter. He's not called an oinus that he's not, so to say, responsible for his mind. So we need a heter that he's allowed. What is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save himself? And even more, when someone's an oinus, technically it's not so to say called his maisa. He didn't do it, I was forced to do it. You have to say, I did it. I didn't do anything, they forced me to do that. The maisa, so to say, goes back to the ma'anis, who forced me. I didn't choose to do anything, the ma'anis made me do it. Shenka Mechil Shabbos, 100%. Now that we hold, because of Mishdoichas the Torah, he's going to get a mitzvah for being Mechal Shabbos. So, the difference is very clear. One case, he's an oinus, he's being forced, you're forced. This is called a force, you shouldn't give up your life. Rabbi Yishmael has a drosha of Chai ben Loi Shabbos ben. But when it's coming to Mechalas HaShabbos, where technically it will be called the Chilas HaShabbos, because you're the one who's deciding to go drive to the hospital, Rabbi Yishmael doesn't have that drosha of Chai ben that you're allowed to be Mechalas HaShabbos to save, to be able to live. Only that you call the oinus, but not Mechalas HaShabbos. I just want to bring out two, where you see this sort of saying, halacha, where you see this chilek. The halacha is, we all know, by Gilul Chavayis Chamuras, is no Dim B'chai Ben. If someone comes, avoid Zara, Gila Raiz, and Shvichas Damim, you have to give up your life. If someone comes to you with a gun, be Oved Avoid Zara, if not, I'll kill you. The halacha is, he's not allowed to be Oved Avoid Zara. Why not? Even though Kol Karikula is a heter b'chai b'hem, over here not. What if someone can be oinus b'nisayin? Someone faced him with a gun, do a zara, if not, we'll kill you. What's the halacha? If someone doesn't do it, and he's nechshal on avod zara, he doesn't do, his halacha should be, he should give up his life, and he shouldn't do avod zara. This person couldn't control himself, he wasn't oinus b'nisayin, and he went ahead and did avod zara. The halacha is, he's not mechayev any oinish. Why? The Rambam says very clearly, he's not mechayev any oinish. Why? He's an Einus. He didn't choose to avoid the Zara, someone forced him to avoid the Zara. His halacha was, he should have not done the avoid the Zara, but when he did it, he didn't do it Ritzayin Ha'atayv, he didn't choose, I want to do avoid the Zara. Why did I do avoid the Zara? I was forced. Einus Rachman Abatre. We can't kill him, we can't give him an Einus Misa, a punishment for doing avoid the Zara, because he was forced. Two halachas later in the Rambam, if someone is sick, and the only solution for him how to get better is an avoid the Zara, to take something that's awesome, avoid the Zara, whatever the case should be, the only medicine they have him is avoid the Zara. Is he allowed to take the avoid the Zara?
No.
No. Give him avoid the Zara, there's no head to go with Mephish. Let's say he's over, he wants to get better, he takes his medicine, avoid the Zara. So the Rambam, Bezdin has to go ahead and kill him. Even though he did it for Pekorach Nefesh. Even though he did it for Pekorach Nefesh, but since Avodah Zarah does not have to Pekorach Nefesh, Bezdin goes ahead and kills him. So, L'chayu, in one case, V'chayu Behem does not allow him to be Ered Vayavar, Afiloch, if he does it, he's Pater. But Pekorach Nefesh, if he does it, and he does it, and he's over, he takes the medicine, we're going to kill him. Bezdin's go ahead and kill him. So I saw Remei Simcha, the Osameach, he says, what's the difference? He says, the difference is very simple. By Pekuach Nefesh, he chose Mirtzayin HaTayv to take this medicine, which is Aser, from Avodah Zarah. He had no head of Pekuach Nefesh to take the Avodah Zarah. Come to Chayis, he's the Eiver on Isra Avodah Zarah. Pekuach Nefesh is not a head in this place. You're choosing to take the Avodah Zarah. It's you the one who's you're doing the Avodah Zarah. You did it because you wanted to live. We feel very bad for you, but you weren't supposed to. So it's called you did Avodah Zarah. Masha'enkin, when someone comes to you with a gun, go to Avodah Zarah, even though he's mechuyev to give up and not his life and not do Avodah Zarah, but we can't give him einish because there he was forced to do it, and he's einish. So we see again this chiluk that when someone comes with a gun, confront you, you call the einish, and your name of your Ptor is einish. And even, suddenly, when you should have given up your life, he's still called Oinus. Masha Enkin, when someone's sick and he has a solution to save himself through a medicine, he's not called Oinus. The Isser is still Kaya. The Halach is, but Pnei Pekuach Nefesh, we allow him to do any Isser. But technically, he's doing Davera. He's choosing to do this Davar Aser. We allow him to do it for all things. But Gimel Veris Chamurus, we don't allow him. And immediately, he's back to the Isser. But if someone's confronting you with a gun, he's forcing you. Technically, you're Oinus. But all the various entire. You call the Oinus, he'll be Potter. But Gimel Veris Chamurus, we tell him not to be over.
Sorry, I don't know about anybody else. I didn't get the chiluk. That's sorry.
Okay, but the kash was in the Rambam. The Rambam says, someone forces you by Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, got the kash.
By Avodah Zarah, someone's going to force you to over Avodah Zarah, if not, go bad at Avodah Zarah, if not, I'll kill you. The halach is, he cannot bow down. He has to give up his life. Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, well, the same as mitzvah, the biggest mitzvah, the Rambam calls it. If someone confronts you with, go, I'll kill you, if not, if you do have a desire, if not, I'll kill you, he has to give up his life, and he cannot do a desire. What if he's not Oyim Ben Hasayin? He should have given up his life, but he didn't. He chose, he wasn't Oyim Ben Hasayin, and he went about down to a desire. What's the halach? Did he do a desire? Is he Chayim Misa or Potter? The Rambam says very clearly, he's Potter. Why? Why is he Potter? He didn't choose to avoid Zara, he was forced to avoid Zara. Two halachas later, the Rambam says, if someone's a sick person, and his only solution to get better is to take avoid Zara, there's no head to go with nefesh for avoid Zara, and in Mela, he cannot take the medicine, he has to let himself die. Because nefesh doesn't call it Tarikula, except for Gimel Veris Chamurus. His only solution to get better than Avodah Zarah, he has to let himself die. This guy was not Oymid, and he took the Avodah Zarah medicine. He took the medicine which is asked to him. Says the Rambam, Chaimis. Why? Both of them, it's the it should be the same status. The Gimel Veris Chamurus don't have a Chai Bahem. And one was saying if he did it, what he shouldn't have done, will be particles Oynis. And one was saying if he did it, he's Chayiv. What's the difference? Says the Osameach, very simple. One, he did it because he chose to do it. He wanted this medicine. He didn't want it because he likes the taste. He wanted it because he knows it will save him. Why does he want it? Because that will save his life. But he wanted it. Now, is he allowed to take this medicine if it be chazer? Yes. Because nefesh is doiched the chazer. You want to have chazer, but because nefesh allows you to be over the chazer, very good. Big mitzvah, v'chai ben. But in a case of avodah zarah, because nefesh is not matter avodah zarah, so what technically ended up, you don't have a head to finish avodah zarah, you did avodah zarah, you chose to do your avodah zarah, you chose it for a sad reason, we feel bad for you, but you chose to do avodah zarah on your own free will. You came and said, I'm going to take this avodah zarah. He's not even avodah zarah. The president has to give him an initial avodah zarah. But shaking with the case with the gun, why did he do avodah zarah? He didn't want to go by the Zara. Someone came and literally forced him to go by the Zara.
He had a choice.
Oh, but he has a choice. He technically could have gave him his life up for Misa. So, is the difference clear yet or no? But
if everybody else got it, then not until afterwards.
If not everyone can get it, means I didn't say clearly.
What is
the judgment?
Weird, because he's dying?
He becomes sick.
But you're taking it. What you're doing now is not a forced thing. You want that. You have a choice, so to say. You want white medicine. You go to the store, please give me this medicine. No one's forcing you.
Yeah, and it's my choice to. It's my choice to look after them honest as well. I can save myself.
So then you're asking, I have a way to save myself, so I'm
alive. I can save myself, yeah. What am I doing when I'm a choila? I'm saving myself by choosing to do an aveira.
You're doing something, you're doing...
Here, I'm also changing.
Here, I'm going ahead and doing this. I'm going to the pharmacy, please give me this medicine.
Yeah, and I'm doing the aveira. I'm choosing to save my life by doing the aveira. Yeah, and the honest is the same.
Okay, now let me just explain that. We're going to go a little further on the Rambam, and we'll explain. I think that will bring out the answer. What's the halacha? When someone comes, I'm sorry, when someone comes, give me a verse, where's the go be, do a desire, if not, I'll kill you. The halacha is, don't do a desire, and get yourself killed.
Sorry?
But in the case of a desire, someone forced you with a gun. Go do a desire, if not, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Which, if he doesn't, if he does the desire, he's not on the side, he does the desire, and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, get killed. Which aveira did he do? Or rather, when he takes the Misa, which Aveira is he mitzvah is he doing, so to say? Someone comes to you with a gun, do a bazaar, and I'll kill you. No problem, kill me. Shoot. Go ahead. Which mitzvah am I doing? Oh! Tell the Rambam very clearly, which mitzvah am I doing? Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam calls it the biggest mitzvah. Someone comes to you, do a bazaar, if not, give up your life. That's the greatest mitzvah a person can do. Take my life. Which mitzvah am I doing? Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Says the Rambam, and what if someone's not an Avodah Zarah? He says, okay, I'll do the Avodah Zarah. Which Aveira did he do? The Rambam says two Aveiras. One, he was over on a mitzvah of the Kedash of Seichon Yisrael. Two, the Lois Chavlo Shev Kodshi. He didn't do Kedush Hashem, and he made a Chilul Hashem. The Rambam does not count the Avodah Zarah. Why? Because he's forced. On the actual Avodah Zarah, he's still called forced. On why should he give up his life? If he's called the oinus on the avodah zarah, why is he supposed to give up his life? So to say, there's a new mitzvah, the Rambam is pretty clear, it's a new mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Birth Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam, when he says the mitzvah, he says, even though technically it's not avodah zarah, called on my oinus, that's good for the mitzvah, so to say. Even though I could get out of saying it's not avodah zarah because I'm forced, no. You want to force me to do avodah zarah? I'm not doing it, even if it's called avodah zarah, it's not called avodah zarah. I'm going to give up my life, no problem. Meaning, is it clear in the Rambam that he's calling this 100% to oinus? Someone comes to you with a gun, you have a mitzvah not to give up your life, but avodah zarah you're not doing. Why? I'm forced. Now, we're back to the original question. If Mechai Behem doesn't apply over here on Gilal Reis Chamuris, why, if Mechai Behem does not apply on Gilal Reis Chamuris, why? How can he say, I had b'chaib, I'm a'oinus on the avodah zarah, I just did a chil Hashem. And that's what everyone was asking. If you don't have b'chaib, so now I'm back, I chose to do avodah, not die. Is that what you're asking? So I think the answer is simple, like we were speaking in the beginning. What's b'chaib saying? By Pikuach Nefesh, Chilul Shabbos, the Chayvam says, go be over on the Torah. You have a heter to be over on mitzvahs, Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha, Kol Torah Kula, Doicha. Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha. Means, you have the mitzvah, you have Shabbos, you have every mitzvah, you have Chazer, you have every Yisrael that could be mitzvah or Yisrael. Pikuach Nefesh, Doicha. Overrides them as mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs does it override? Tav Reish Yud, not Tav Reish Yud Gimel. What? The three Avei Chamuras? Does not override. Because Nefesh is not override these three Avei Chamuras. But when we go to Oynis, V'chai Bahem says, so to say, a Shir in Mitzvahs. That technically is going in Kol Torah Kula. We're not saying override, we're giving which Avei are more Chamar, which not. We're saying a Shir to the Torah. The Torah gave you the Mitzvahs are to live. Technically, Avei Zoras should be Kola that also. Because we're not saying you're allowed to be over on the Avera to... We're not telling you you're allowed to be over Avera Zara when you're in Oynis. We're giving the Shir a klal in the Torah. The Torah gave a klal, v'chai b'hem, that the mitzvahs are giving up, that you have to be, take the mitzvahs very seriously, even if it's up to your life. All mitzvahs should be included in that. Why? Because it's a Shir. We're not telling you you're allowed to be over... The Pekuach Nefesh is more important than the mitzvahs. We're giving a shir, how much are you mechayiv to do for mitzvahs? Is this any clearer or still not? Oh. There's one quick thing I said over 1 second, that over here, it's a din, techiya, Pekuach Nefesh, Daicha, Satayra. You're coming to Daicha, Satayra. If you're coming to be Daicha, Satayra, which mitzvah is more chamer? Pekuach Nefesh is more important than all mitzvahs, except the three. Masha'en came when the Torah is saying is how much you have to give up for mitzvahs. We're not saying mitzvahs are more important than life. We're mitzvah you to do mitzvahs up until your life. And give up avodas are included in that. So why, when someone comes to me with a gun, do I have to give up my life? Why can I say, no, the mitzvahs have a gvul up to my life? Say at the Rambam, there's a new mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Not because the chaymer of the avodah, so to say, I can't be over on this Aver even by Pekuach Nefesh. Technically, I'm not being over it. It's an Oynis. I can come out and say, a new mitzvah, give up your life to show that you don't want to do Avodah Zarah. But mitzvah Avodah Zarah, I'm not mechayiv because I was forced with my life.
Therefore, mitzvah, you need to life.
Shkaya.
It's Pekuach Nefesh. It's not about